This is also a wonderful time as we come together and we give God thanks for all of our blessings and pray that everybody in your family is doing well. We have a wonderful blessing. Don Bittner is coming home today. He had open heart surgery on Wednesday, and Tracy had been keeping me posted, and she sent me a picture of Don sitting in his hospital room eating a ham and cheese sandwich from a Wawa. And she was able to stay in the room with him. They put a cot in there. So she said, at midnight, he said, I'm hungry for a ham and cheese sandwich. I said, okay. I got my PJs on, but I'll go. She got her out, went down through, and went to Wawa's and got him a ham and cheese sandwich at midnight. She took a picture of it, and he's sitting there eating his ham and cheese sandwich. Well, then she went and done some other things, and she came back, and he was in her cot sleeping. So she had to sleep in his hospital bed. And she said, what are you doing? He said, that hospital bed, I can't take it anymore. I'm going to sleep over here. So it was really cool. It's kind of a cute little thing. But anyhow, he's supposed to come home today. He looks good in the picture. I was going to try to show you the picture, but you wouldn't be able to see it. But anyhow. So with that, any thanks or joys that you might have this morning in your life, not only in this particular time of the year, but any time that you've been blessed with something that you'd like to give witness to, please.
Last weekend I wasn't here. I went to Jacksonville and I got to visit my roommate, and I went to have a ring checked out. My roommate that I used to live with, her ex-husband, it's a family jewelry store, and Danny's always been a class clown and wasn't expecting it in his place of business, but that didn't stop him. So I called Dad and told him I was bringing it down, and he said, well, hey, Danny, how you doing? And there were some other people in the store, and he said, well, I've only known you for 40 years. Oh, my. You're making me sound old. But he helped me out and gave me the information I needed and talked me into buying something, too. So I said, well, maybe stand by for my birthday. Because my birthday is coming up right after Christmas. And usually if I, after Christmas, no one wants to buy me anything. Because they don't have any money, and you don't need wood. But Stan just turned on the TV this morning, and there's been more shootings, anti-Semitism on the rise, and a celebration that they were having. They have confirmed the total number, and Brown University.
Yeah.
They do have a person of interest right now, as of right before I walked out the door. I was kind of losing the TV for a minute to see what was going on. Yeah. And first for our family, because Christmas is supposed to be a joyous time that everybody gets together, and that's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not always a joyful time for everybody, but it is a time of the year that we can reflect on our life and we can give God thanks for life, for our family, for the different things that we have, and especially living in this country. It's a wonderful country that we have, that we do have the freedoms that we have, religious freedoms and everything else, and we don't have to agree. We can agree to disagree, but still love. So where we need to send that message to the world, too. So with that said, let us sing the doxology this morning.
One more thing. My sister-in-law, she after the shutdown, she finally got to go to London and visit my niece that's stationed over in London. And she's not coming back until the 18th, so my brother's home alone. Lord have mercy.
Amen. Thank you.
Safe
life. Amen. All right, let's sing the doxology this morning.
Well,
okay, good. Well, we never done sing it. Well, okay. She's in control of that.
I'm thankful for family, and I'm thankful for that my siblings can step up to the plate and be with Mama and help her and help her
meet. Amen. Amen. All right. Praise God from all blessings flow. Maestro?
Praise God from all blessings.